Hunger Solutions New York was formed in 1985 as the Nutrition Consortium of New York State. They strive to maximize participation in and support for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance. They also work towards the growth of other nutrition assistance programs, including the school breakfast program and the summer food service program. Hunger Solutions New York develops and distributes information and resources for community-based organizations and agencies to use to further the fight against hunger. They manage the Nutrition Outreach and Education Program and the Long Island Anti-Hunger Initiative. Both programs are designed to provide education, support, and assistance, connecting New Yorkers to SNAP and other resources to end hunger. Hunger Solutions New York is hosting two big events this spring, the 2015 NOEP Outreach Convention on April 22nd, and the 2015 New York State Anti-Hunger Conference on May 7th. Linda Bopp is the Executive Director of Hunger Solutions New York. She joins us now to tell us about those events as well as their work in general. It's a great pleasure to welcome Linda to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, my goodness. You all do such incredibly important work. And thank God you're getting paid well for it. Oh, right. So, but the satisfaction, right? The
That's
satisfaction.
Right. Absolutely.
So, when it comes to, I am fascinated by this of sort of this web that that takes place in New York State, and I'm hoping that you can just explain it to people in general. Now, obviously, we have listeners in seven states, but I think it's sort of it's done maybe a little bit differently, but overall the same in most regions. But if I have a food pantry in my community, if I have a youth center in my community that has a backpack program or has a hunger program, chances are you are helping them in some way, shape, or form. Is that a safe assumption?
That is a safe assumption. Our role, we work mostly on the federally funded nutrition assistance programs. So as you say, all the listener areas are impacted by those. And there, it does create a web, as you describe, of nutrition assistance for everyone from the infant right through to older adults. Hunger Solutions New York really focuses on connecting people to those federally funded programs, whether that be SNAP or the school breakfast program, the summer food service program, or after school meals.
When you say connect, is that a logistic challenge slash problem, or is it just a matter of doing it? Because it seems to me that there are often people in need who aren't taking advantage, and there is some handholding of saying, okay, we need you to meet this person.
That's absolutely correct. It is a challenge. Right now in New York State, approximately 3 million people receive SNAP benefits to purchase food. There's another approximately million people across the state who are eligible but are not receiving those benefits. So the Nutrition Outreach and Education Program, the short name NOAP, as you mentioned, the purpose of that program is to find people who are potentially eligible, do a pre-screening to make sure that they may be eligible for benefits, help them through the application process, including literally completing the application, submitting that application, and then finding out if they are eligible for benefits, up to and including how to use the EBT card that comes with SNAP benefits. So it's a logistical hand-holding process because a lot of people who are eligible are not stepping forward, whether that be from pride or fear or the stigma, whatever holds them back, we're there to help them step forward.
Okay. One of the things that I find fascinating, and please, in anything that I am about to say, please correct me if I'm wrong in what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is basically anecdotal. Mm-hmm. But what I have noticed in this issue is that it seems to be, when you bring it down to the smallest of levels, i.e., a local food pantry, a local kitchen, a local youth center program, that people seem to be extremely supportive. I've been a part of these things where you say to the community, we need this much money and we need to keep our doors open. And lo and behold, that money comes available. In some ways, I feel that it's almost easier for that level than it is for the larger scheme, which seems to be losing money and losing ground and having difficulty taking care of the overall problem. So my question to you, and yes, I do have a question. I know it doesn't seem that way right now, but is that if you take that dynamic that we have at the micro level, where does it either come into focus or does it lose focus when we zoom out on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you talk about the local pantry and the backpack program and programs similar to that really work at the community neighborhood level.
Yes.
Those programs are really intended to be what's called emergency food assistance. So someone loses their job unexpectedly. There's a flood.
Right.
And if people aren't getting connected to the federally funded, the national programs, it puts excessive pressure on that emergency food provider. So people who may donate food or donate money, those donations are going to help people who need assistance in the long term.
Right.
Instead of focused on emergencies, which is where the emergency food network needs to be able to assist.
So if I'm understanding you, is that the problem has become so great that the emergency quote unquote tends to last longer. So instead of it
yes.
being a 2-week issue, it becomes a 2-month, 2-year issue with a certain person.
Yes. The average time that someone is usually on SNAP is about 9 months.
Yeah.
And so if we can find people in that emergency situation, get them connected to the longer term benefits, SNAP, the school breakfast program, the summer food service program, it enables that person to not depend on emergency food. If they get SNAP benefits, they'll have an EBT card. They can go to the grocery store, the corner store, bodegas, and purchase their food.
You talked about stigma, and I understand the stigma on the part of the recipient saying I don't want to do that. What I found to be sad and challenging, I think, for you and for us as a culture and a society is and I admit I was very naive on this until I got somewhat involved in it, that there were people out there, but by the way, good people, not bad evil people, just good people, but who have a belief that is that well, look, I work, they should work, I get my food. Why are we giving benefits to people? And I became again, I was naive because I thought that was a very, very small part of the equation. Mm-hmm. I realized that while you're out there trying to raise money, that it's actually a much larger part of the equation. And so there's stigma there, right? I mean, there's that feeling that a lot of people feel. That, well, okay, well, I have to get up every day and I have to do this. So why are people in this situation? Now, when you sit them down, especially when you enter children into the equation and say, okay, this is what's happening, there becomes a greater understanding and it's a little easy. But by God, you don't have the time or the energy or the staff to go to each person and sort of explain that. So how do we overcome that bump?
Well, you're right in that. We do not have the staff or the capacity. These opportunities like this for us to get the word out is exactly how we need to do that.
Right.
The truth is, the majority of people who receive SNAP benefits are comprised of three groups of people: children, senior citizens, and disabled people.
Right.
That is the majority of people receiving SNAP. So
roughly what percentage, you know, they would make up
about 56%.
Wow. Okay. All right.
50. Yep.
Wow.
So that those are the three groups that receive the majority of the benefits.
Right.
And yes, people have different opinions about the value of providing benefits to people. What I always say is, no matter what motivates you, whether it's a good economy, whether it's reduced healthcare costs, whether it's providing for children, so that they can learn and thrive, whatever motivates you, it usually comes back to people need the basics in life. And food, obviously, is the most basic need. So that is how many people come to understand the value of making sure that every person is nourished.
Is it a common scenario when a program starts and you move into a region or into an area or at some community level, And you say, you ask the community and you say, what's the need? And you'll say, okay, it's 150 families. And then suddenly when you start serving that family, you realize, okay, it's actually more like 350 or maybe 400 families. So while that is distressing, it also helps to break down some of the stigma on those receiving it, right? When because they see their neighbors receiving needed benefits.
Absolutely. It they become more comfortable. They know that it's an accepted practice to provide these services. In fact, that's one of the main things about the Nutrition Outreach and Education Program. Through that program, there are people in every county in the state, actually 56 out of the 62 counties across New York State, have a person who provides NOAP services. Those services are at the community level. Outreach workers go and they conduct pre-screenings at grocery stores, at senior citizen centers, at various libraries, various places where people obviously go as part of their life.
Right.
And part of the message is, let's talk about this. Let's see if you might be eligible. If you are, then let's complete an application, and I'll walk you through that. So the ability to talk with somebody about what you're struggling with, if the lack of food, if you're struggling with that, the ability to talk with somebody at the community level, to receive information, to kind of have that neighbor, so to speak, help you through the process, really does mitigate a lot of the fear and a lot of the stigma that might go with applying for benefits.
Why do you think, even on a federal level, as you say, you work on a federal level as
mm-hmm.
well,
mm-hmm.
why do you think that is always a fight? I don't get it.
I have to say I agree with you. However, it's my job to understand the whole gamut.
No, I understand
so,
that.
So there are people who, again, there are so many priorities for the country, and people, based on their beliefs and their motivations, believe that certain things should take higher priority over others. It is our belief that at the very baseline, this government decided years ago through creating then the food stamp program, this government decided we are going to make sure that people are fed. And that's where we come in. We believe that that should be the motivation.
Right. And yet it keeps on being and am I right on that? I mean, it keeps on being attacked. I mean,
absolutely.
It keeps on being reduced.
Yes, it does.
And so you have more need and less benefits to deal with that. And I just right. don't understand how. Look, I try to be a very open-minded person on many issues. Mm-hmm. I do not understand a society or a culture that allows children to go to bed hungry. Now, help me with that, Linda.
Joe, I'm with you on that. I don't know how.
I don't mean to preach here. I don't get it. I don't understand how at any level that doesn't become a priority. Where and as you mentioned, the senior citizens, disabled, children, of how we as a community, as a culture, as a society, we can allow that to happen.
I don't know how we do that either. And that's our job, to make sure Hunger Solutions New York and other sister organizations around the country, it's our job to make sure that hunger remains a priority and remains a commitment of this country.
I asked this of Sue Kushner yesterday, who's a family court judge in Albany County, and I asked about the system. Is the system we have a good system to deal with the problem? And so I ask you basically the same question. You are knee-deep in the thick of this. Is that web, is that system that we have an adequate system? I mean, is the system the problem, or is the funding of the system that's the problem?
I think the system works. It really covers people.
I mean, systems always have flaws.
But. Absolutely. But the different programs that exist, SNAP, school breakfast, summer food, school lunch,
right.
WIC, they exist. What they need is strategic partnerships to pull them together to make sure that nobody falls through the cracks. What we need is to make sure that everybody who is eligible for every one of those programs gets the benefits. So the system exists. What we need to do is maximize the effectiveness of that system. Could every, as you said, every system can be tweaked and improved. And we need to do that on every front.
Right.
But
that's sort of constant using, checks and balances.
Absolutely. But to make sure that the current system is available and used by everybody who's eligible, that would go a long way.
Yeah. And that's interesting that there are programs that it must be also frustrating to know that something is available to someone and they're not taking advantage of it.
It is. It's very frustrating. And oftentimes, again, it's because they either don't know it exists. They don't know that they're eligible for it. So that's our job to make sure that they get connected to those benefits.
Okay. So you have two events. One is the 2015 NOIP. Is that how you guys pronounce it?
Yes.
The people in the know pronounce it NOIP?
NOIP, yes.
And that stands for?
Nutrition Outreach and Education Program.
And you're having a convention on April 22nd. So who would attend that and what would it accomplish?
Yes.
Or what will it accomplish?
We are having that convention tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4. People that would benefit from that is anybody who would like to learn more about hunger in New York State. Anybody who would like to learn more about the federally funded nutrition programs that are available to help people, anybody who would like to learn about the NOIP services that are available throughout the state. We will have people there that can, there's an interactive component where you walk through different stations and you learn certain things about SNAP and eligibility requirements and how it works and so forth. And then we have a lot of organizations who will be present who are connected to anti-hunger work, like AARP, like the New York State agencies who oversee nutrition assistance programs, the Department of Health, the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. We'll also have St. Peter's Health Partners present to talk about what they do to assist people who may need anti-hunger work. So a lot of different groups will be there, and anybody who's interested in hunger, fighting hunger, can benefit. And one component is we have a component that really seeks to educate young people, the next generation of anti-hunger workers. They a lot of people from colleges attend
really great.
So that they can learn more about this as they go on into their careers.
Oh, that's great news. Okay, so this is tomorrow from 2 to 4. It's the 7th annual outreach convention. It takes place at the Holiday Inn in Albany near Colony Center. It's
correct.
From 2 to 4. We should note it's free.
And it's free.
And if you want to find out more information about this, you can go to hungersolutionsny.org. Hungersolutionsny.org. That is tomorrow from 2 to 4 at the Holiday Inn on Wolf Road in Albany. Now, then the second event that we want to point out is the Anti-Hunger Conference, the New York State Anti-Hunger Conference, and we find out more information. What would make us go to that?
Yes. The Anti-Hunger Conference is a day-long. The outreach convention tomorrow is a two-hour event. The May 7th event is a day-long event from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the purpose of that is to go more in depth into all the different topics. We'll have workshops on hunger in general, on the different nutrition assistance programs, effective outreach, how to build bridges for people, for the underrepresented populations to get them connected to the assistance programs. We will also have our keynote speaker is the mayor of Ithaca, Svante Myrick. Mr. Myrick is the youngest mayor ever elected in New York State.
Cool.
And he has a very personal connection to hunger. He grew up hungry, and he grew up on SNAP. And he explains in very personal terms what it meant to him to have these programs available and what it meant to him to have people who devote their career to making sure that people get the assistance they need.
And that is a day-long conference, as you mentioned, from 8 to 5. That does have a registration period, so Thursday, April 30th is when you would need to register by. And again, you can find out more information by going to hungersolutionsny.org, hungersolutionsny.org. Obviously, there's a lot of people, a lot of different people with a lot of different beliefs and people who believe in things and people who don't believe in things. I personally thank God every night that there are people like you who are out there doing great work like this and who continue to do great work like this. And it's a wonderful thing. And I just hope more people become involved and that we reach a point where Wouldn't it be great for you all to be put out of business?
It would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't be a bad thing, would
no,
it?
No, it wouldn't. It'd be great.
Linda, you are fantastic. I thank you, an inspiration, and we really look forward to hopefully you'll come back and tell us how everything's going and continue to update us on what's happening in this world.
I would love to come back, and thank you so much for the opportunity today.
Thank you. Again, April 22nd from 2 to 4, that's tomorrow. It's the NOEP Outreach Convention. It's happening in Albany, and you can find out more by going to hungersolutionsny.org. You can also find out more information about the New York State Anti-Hunger Conference that is happening on Thursday, May 7th from 8 to 5. We have links on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.